To begin the mission, I had to learn to live and function on the space station, and I've got a series here of views of how you go about living on a day-to-day basis on a space station. And this is in the Perota module, where I worked and lived for that period of time. Is a typical day. It starts, of course, by getting up in the morning. You see the sleeping bag I use there. It's held down just with straps to the floor, so it won't float away. And I would sleep in that each night. Just like on Earth, you have to make the bed and brush my teeth. You have to do it very carefully because everything floats around, so the toothpaste will float around and so on. And shaving. Once I'd finished the morning toiletries, I would then go to the base block, the core module where I joined Talgat and Nikolai, my cosmonaut colleagues, and we would have breakfast. We ate all our meals together at this table here, sometimes watching a video, which I think is what we were doing there, that's why we're laughing. The food we ate was very good. I had a mixture of Russian food and American food from the shuttle program. The food is kind of a rehydrated food, much like you have on a camping trip. And what you do is you put it on this station here, which is a rehydration station, and inject water into it. It's in a bag, and then sort of knead it and reconstitute the food. And it's not bad, actually. After that, I would then begin my work day. I would come back to the Perota module, and I would usually receive a radiogram from the Earth, from the control center in Moscow each day, telling me what I needed to do for that day's tasks, and I would then go about the tasks that I'd been assigned. I had a computer there to help me with my work activities. The experiments that I undertook during this flight, which is what most of my work consisted of, were in a number of areas. One of them is an experiment that you see I'm preparing to work here. This was a biotechnology experiment. And what we were trying to do here were grow human cells in space, because there's some evidence that you can grow agglomerations of human cells in space better than you can do on Earth. You can actually form model tissue samples by this technique, which have a lot of use for genetic studies. We're actually trying to grow two kinds of cells, so human cancer cells and what they call endothelial cells, basically normal cells. The idea was that you could grow an artificial tumor and look at the way cell vascularizes, which is the way blood vessels form in it, so you could understand the way the tumor grows. This is a fairly important experiment that I'm undertaking here. Of course, because it's biotechnology, you have to maintain sterility, hence the rubber gloves and the mask and so on. Another experiment that I worked on here in this rack was a material science experiment. We were trying to grow novel metal alloys in this experiment, and it was a furnace that was back behind that panel there. The additional experiments that we did consisted of studies to look at the effect of long-duration spaceflight on the human body, and this required taking blood and measurements of blood chemistry. And here you see my colleagues doing a blood draw in zero gravity as part of those science experiments, aimed at looking at ways that you can mitigate some of the deleterious or bad effects of zero gravity. One way you can do that, of course, is by exercising regularly. In fact, it's very important to exercise regularly in zero gravity to maintain cardiovascular fitness while you're in space. And we had a treadmill that let us do that. Now, the problem is, of course, you can't run on a treadmill in zero gravity because there's nothing to hold you to the treadmill. So to do that, we wore this harness that you can see that I've got here, which has bungees running down each side, and you'd clip the bungees to the floor. That would let you stand up while this harness held you down to the floor so that you could run, and that way you could sort of get the exercise that you need. It works well. It takes a lot of getting used to, though. It's kind of tricky. In fact, it's a really weird sensation to be in zero gravity and to be running on a treadmill. It's a very strange sensation. But I did this every day for the whole flight to maintain health. One of the problems when you exercise in zero gravity is you sweat a lot, and sweat doesn't run off you, of course. It just stays there. I mean, it can't run off. No gravity to take it off, so it just stays there. So you tend to end up very wet. So I would have my major cleanup, sort of my bath of the day after I'd done my exercise in the afternoon. And that's what I'm doing here. I've just washed my hair and combing it out. After that,
towards the end of the workday, I'd go back to the core module, and we would have a meal together, the evening meal. We'd perhaps watch a video together, or we might write some mail messages, or perhaps relax and read a book, do something like that. Then it would be time for bed. I'd unroll the sleeping bag and climb in and go to sleep. You don't need a pillow when you're in space, because your head will just float to a sort of a natural, comfortable position. And it's really quite easy to sleep in space. In fact, it's easier probably in some ways than on the ground, because you don't toss and turn. It feels very comfortable. But that's how I slept.